Hello, I'm Susan.
And I'm Carol. Welcome to Kickapoo Nightlife, a news program about all things related to the half of every day that is night. We share information about how to protect natural dark night skies with smart lighting developments, explore astronomy events, visit animals, plants, birds, and more as they live in the dark. And we'll share what is being learned about daylight, darkness, and human health.
Today, we'll be discussing a vitally important topic about the effects of light pollution on our health.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Today's program is brought to you by sleep. Tonight, turn off the lights, snuggle into your warm, comfy bed, and dream. Ah.
March Phenology Report. Maple tree sap starts to flow when daytime temperatures rise above freezing and nighttime temperatures drop below freezing. Birds begin returning from their wintering grounds. Red-winged blackbirds often arrive early due to climate change trends. Watch for them. Chipmunks emerge from hibernation. Tom turkeys begin gobbling. Reptiles and amphibians wake from their hibernation and begin moving, especially during rainstorms. Woodland wildflowers, such as Dutchman's breeches, start to bloom. Predators like foxes, wolves, and lynx may give birth to kits, pups, and kittens. Snow fleas begin active around melting snow near tree trunks.
You are listening to WDRT 91.9 FM in Viroqua, Wisconsin.
I am really glad, Susan, that we are tackling the topic of health and light pollution today. I think that this is an issue deserving attention.
I do too. I've had a career in healthcare, so I'm particularly interested in this, and we have a lot of new information coming from various scientific and research sources that make it worth talking about right now.
Like you too, Susan, I am in healthcare, and this is what piqued my interest. In June 2023, the journal Science released a special issue on artificial light at night to gain recognition of the rampant increase in artificial light at night across the world and highlight the negative health impacts to humans and the ecosystem. The amount of artificial light at night is rapidly increasing and resulting in wide-ranging light pollution. In 2016, it was estimated that more than 80% of the world's population was residing under a light-polluted sky, and that number has only increased since then.
That is shocking. But why do you know, what information have you gotten about why we should be concerned about exposure to artificial light at night?
Well, exposure to artificial light at night interferes with the body's natural 24-hour internal clock, our circadian rhythm. This disruption can lead to a wide variety of health issues, such as sleep disorders. You know, light at night, especially blue light from LED bulbs, suppresses the production of melatonin, the hormone that promotes sleep. This can cause insomnia, fragmented sleep, and fatigue.
Hmm.
Yeah. Makes me tired just thinking about it.
Yeah, a lot of people have this problem.
You betcha. Metabolic and cardiovascular issues. Disrupted circadian rhythms have been linked to an increased risk of obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Studies have shown that exposure to moderate light extended into the night can impair glucose and cardiovascular regulation.
Who would have ever thought of that?
You know, this also really interested me as a mental health professional. There is evidence linking high levels of light exposure at night to a greater risk for depression and anxiety. And hormone-sensitive cancers, Epidelia.
You got to say it.
I'm going to say it. Epidemiological studies suggest a potential link between working night shifts or living in highly lighted, polluted areas with higher risks of certain cancers, such as breast, colon, and prostate cancer, due to suppressed melatonin levels. But driving hazards. This is something we all do, and we're all affected by it. Overly bright or poorly designed outdoor lighting can create disabling glare, which poses a safety hazard for drivers by making it harder to see pedestrians or objects in the road, including deer.
Mm-hmm.
Light sensitivity conditions affect individuals, too, such as people with lupus erythematosus or chronic actinic dermatitis, who may experience aggravated symptoms and skin lesions from blue or UV components that are found in artificial lighting. These are serious ramifications, and to mitigate these effects, the American Medical Association is supporting efforts to control light pollution and recommends using shielded outdoor lighting, minimizing indoor LED light after dark, and avoiding blue light wave LED lights greater than 2200 Kelvin from all sources of light.
That's quite a recommendation from a fairly conservative organization.
Yes, yeah. They are, shall we say, they are progressive, but reluctant to jump on board.
Yeah, so they're cautious.
Yep, they're cautious. So if they are saying this, you know, I'm a believer.
Well, what's the physiology of our circadian rhythm that it's affected by light?
Susan, life on Earth, including humans, have adapted over the course of 3 billion years to the 24-hour cycle of light and dark from rotation of the planet as it circles the sun. A physical internal circadian rhythm developed over time that enables life to anticipate the change from day to night and night to day.
Well, how does that work?
This part I find really complex but fascinating, so stay with me here.
Okay.
In humans, we have a master pacemaker that is located in the suprachiasmatic nuclei of the hypothalamus, through both neural and fluid transduction, meaning a sensory receptor converts the energy in a stimulus into an electrical signal, which is part of our body's system of communication. The suprachiasmatic nuclei communicates with peripheral organs and tissues to synchronize clock genes expressed throughout the body to generate our internal circadian rhythm. So, to translate that.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Our eyes see light and transmits a message to the hypothalamus, which then communicates it to organs and tissues, which synchronizes our clock gene. The core of this circadian genetic loop consists of a remarkably small number of genes, at present believed to be about 10. Hmm. Yet this core controls the expression of about 10% of the entire genome. Remarkable.
Yeah.
Importantly, the gene expression under circadian control is tissue-specific, with only a minority that are common among all tissues.
Hmm.
These clock genes generate an internal circadian rhythm, which means that under constant dark conditions, humans will cycle intrinsically at a period of 24 hours and 12 minutes for the rest of their lives. While a seemingly small difference between 24 hours, the daily 12-minute shift by light that we take for granted is essential. Sun in the morning is detected by the retina, which sends this signal to the hypothalamus, which in turn resets the clocks in the rest of the body. Without this resetting, we could not remain entrained to the 24-hour world. This can cause non-24-hour sleep-wake disorders, a highly disruptive and chronic circadian rhythm disorder characterized by cyclic episodes of good nighttime sleep followed by poor nighttime sleep and excessive daytime napping, and then good sleep again as the internal clock runs in and out of sync with a 24-hour social day in a never-ending cycle. And it is not just sleep that is affected. All circadian-controlled systems become desynchronized, including many hormones such as melatonin, cortisol, thyroid-stimulating hormone, glucose and lipid metabolism, temperature regulation, cell cycles, and more. So that 12 minutes helps us to always keep in sync with the 24 hours because there's that variation of 12 minutes mm-hmm. that we experience apparently daily.
It's in nature. It's built in.
Yeah, it's built in.
But this is affecting everything. This controls and influences everything in us.
Everything.
Yeah.
So it is remarkable.
Let's talk some more about the circadian rhythm. What else is there that would be interesting to know here?
Our circadian rhythms are controlled by multiple genes and are responsible for a variety of important functions, including daily fluctuations in wakefulness, body temperature, metabolism, digestion, and hunger. Circadian rhythm also controls memory consolidation. The formation of long-term memories occurs during sleep. The timing of hormone secretion, for example, the hormones controlling body growth work mostly at night, and also body healing. But that whole issue of that memory consolidation is so important. While the circadian sleep phase typically occurs at night, there are a range of times during which sleep phase can occur, with some people programmed to sleep from early evening to early morning. They're known as morning larks.
Yep, that's me.
Me too. While others stay up later and sleep later, and they're known as night owls.
Married to one.
We'll talk about that later. In addition to determining the timing of their sleep, a person's circadian tendencies can also affect their choice of emotional coping skills, such as assertiveness or rationalization, and their predisposition to psychological disorders.
Oh, how does our circadian rhythm impact our mood?
Well, surprisingly, an irregular circadian rhythm can have a negative effect on a person's ability to sleep and function properly, and can result in a number of health problems, including mood disorders. Now, this is really an interesting research study. In 2020, a study by Juan Manuel Antunes from the University of Malaga, Spain, regarding circadian rhythm and psychological well-being, suggested that the night owl type might have a greater predisposition to psychological disturbances. The study found that the different circadian types were likely to have different coping styles to emotional stressors, and the ones adopted by the morning larks seemed to result in better outcomes and fewer psychological problems. This was a correlated study, so the reason for adopting different styles wasn't explained, but the study emphasizes the great impact circadian rhythms have on health and functioning.
Okay, so what's the correlation between something like depression and circadian rhythms?
This information we've known for years, Susan. Most of the evidence on the relationship between mood problems and circadian rhythm comes from studies of shift workers whose sleep periods are out of sync with their circadian rhythm. Multiple studies have shown an increased prevalence of depression in night shift workers. One meta-analysis showed that night shift workers are 40% more likely to develop depression than daytime workers. Conversely, circadian rhythm disturbances are common in people with depression who often have changes in the pattern of their sleep, their hormone rhythms, and body temperature rhythms. The symptoms of depression may also have a circadian rhythm, as some people experience more severe symptoms in the morning. The severity of a person's depression correlates with the degree of misalignment of the circadian and sleep cycles.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Many successful treatments for depression, including bright light exposure and interpersonal and social rhythm therapy, also directly can have an effect on circadian rhythms.
Well, in Wisconsin, seasonal affective disorder, SAD, can be an issue. Are our circadian rhythms related to that problem?
Actually, very definitely, yes. In seasonal affective disorder, people feel down and depressed in the winter months. Researchers believe this is due to changes in circadian rhythms as a result of seasonal changes in length of daylight. It gets darker earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Light triggers the production of melatonin, which is suppressed during the day and secreted in the dark to help promote sleep by acting on circadian rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
People with seasonal affective disorder feel better using artificial light therapy in the morning to realign their circadian rhythm with their sleep-wake cycle. The key word related to light therapy for both depression and seasonal affective disorder is morning. Mm-hmm. Light therapy in the afternoon or evening disrupts the circadian rhythm and counters the positive effects.
Yeah, because as the day wanes, our cycles are supposed to be shifting towards night too, not getting more stimulated.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's why I think, you know, larks have more positive emotions and behaviors is because they're up in the morning and getting more light exposure at the start of the day. It just makes sense to me.
Yeah, well, I don't know, but there's something to some of this for sure. How about anxiety problems? What's going on there?
Well, misalignment of the circadian rhythm may also provoke anxiety. Shift work results in a sleep disorder when your nighttime work shifts affect your ability to fall and stay asleep, causing you to have excessive sleepiness during the day that in turn results in distress and affects your ability to function normally. Studies of nurses who work shifts have found that they experience significantly high levels of anxiety. In studies of jet lag, which many of us have experienced, in which travel occurred across time zones, travelers' circadian rhythm became out of sync with their internal clock, which results in disrupted sleep and elevated anxiety and depression.
Well, I'm a morning lark, which I like, but what can people do to alter their circadian types if they want to change it?
There is no way to change our circadian type since it is genetically determined. Though, there is some natural change that occurs during our lifespan. For example, our circadian sleep phase tends to shift later during adolescence. There are more owls, and advances earlier as we age, more like the lark. If you find that your circadian sleep phase is out of sync with your desired schedule, you can either shift your work and social life to match your circadian rhythm, or try to shift your circadian rhythm to match your work and social life. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, realistically, it's much easier to shift your work and social life to your circadian rhythm.
Because that circadian rhythm is genetically determined.
That's right. You can't fight City Hall.
Yeah.
In general, the best way to improve your mood is to get a good night's sleep by matching your circadian rhythm to your sleep-wake cycle. Exposure to light in the morning helps synchronize the clock. Exposure to bright light at night can cause disruption in your circadian rhythm and may contribute to worsening mood and negative consequences for health.
Well, earlier you mentioned cardiovascular implications from light exposure at night. That's fairly serious.
You betcha. It got my heart racing. And I'm glad you brought that up. This is important. In a study regarding the incidence of light exposure at night and cardiovascular disease involving 88,900 participants, big study, published in the October 2025 issue of the Journal of Medical, the American Medical Journal Association. I didn't say that right yet.
No.
Okay. The Journal of the American Medical Association.
Got it.
Yep. It was found night light exposure was a significant risk factor for developing cardiovascular diseases among adults older than 40 years. These findings suggest that, in addition to current preventive measures, avoiding light at night may be a useful strategy for reducing risks of cardiovascular diseases.
Well, that's sure a lot of different ways that this affects our health. Yeah.
So, yep, absolutely.
How else are we affected? I'm almost afraid to ask, but how else are we affected by light pollution? What else did you learn?
Well, hold on to your seats. Extended exposure to light during the dark phase has been shown to alter metabolism. Constant light reduces the amplitude of the circadian rhythm in the suprachiasmatic nuclei. It increases food intake, decreases energy expenditure, and increases body weight, along with reducing insulin sensitivity. The extended exposure to light induces arrhythmia in the circadian rhythm and the peripheral clocks. Evening and extended light exposure are both associated with increased body weight, higher BMI, and risk of obesity. Additionally, objective measurement of sleep and light levels using the actigraphy monitor showed a positive correlation between mean light exposure timing and BMI, as well as with the midpoint of sleep. Now, here's news that is important, especially for women. There appears to be a correlation between cancer, especially breast cancer, and artificial light at night. After reading recent studies, I am so concerned, Susan.
Yes, and I'd like to just make a note on one thing in that you said at the beginning of this, is that constant light reduces the amplitude of the circadian rhythm. And that means that there's less difference between day and night, right?
Yes.
That instead of a distinct change, it's really dark now and it's really light tomorrow morning, it's all kind of this twilighty or bright time in our brains. We don't get that distinct change. People need to understand that it really needs to be a strong difference for our bodies to recognize night and day.
Yes. It is, the amplitude is the speed in which information is transferred. And so it basically does not anticipate the difference of night and dark. And so you're right, it's kind of a gray, going on, and so we're not reaping the benefits that we could.
Yeah. Well, this is very important to know and factor into our healthcare decisions and our lifestyle decisions. With the increasing incidence and prevalence of cancers, light pollution, it seems like it's a bigger factor than we've realized.
Yeah. Now, hold on to your seat and listen to this. In the December 2024 issue of the very respected journal Science of the Total Environment, a study used meta-analysis to estimate relative risks for artificial light at night exposures and the development of cancer. Exposure to artificial light at night has been linked to cancer risk. This study systematically reviewed and meta-analyzed existing studies on exposure and cancer incidence. There were 9,835 studies reviewed.
Whoa.
Yeah, with 28 included in the study for qualitative synthesis of 2,508,807 individuals. Big number.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the included studies, 20 were on breast cancer, which involves 731,493 individuals, and two on prostate cancer that involved 53,254 individuals. The study outcomes found a significant positive association between higher levels of outdoor artificial light at night exposure and breast cancer. Let me go over that again. The study outcome found a significant positive association between higher levels of outdoor artificial light at night exposure and breast cancer.
Hmm.
Also, a non-significant positive association between indoor levels of artificial light at night and breast cancer risk was observed. So that statistic didn't come out as high as the night exposure, yet they did see an observed correlation mm-hmm. between indoor lights at night and the risk. They also found that there was no difference between menopausal status. So there wasn't a difference between pre- and post-menopausal women.
Mm-hmm.
The meta-analysis for prostate cancer suggested a non-statistical significant risk from higher levels of outdoor artificial light at night. In the qualitative synthesis, there was observed positive associations with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, colorectal and pancreatic and thyroid cancers.
That's just quite a few serious cancers.
You yeah. betcha.
You want to reduce your risk any way you can, I think.
Yep. Susan, until I began really digging into the issue of health and light pollution, I did not appreciate the negative effects of artificial light at night. I cannot emphasize enough the risks to our health and well-being from exposure. This is a worldwide crisis, but especially so here in the United States. We need to take action to protect our little corner of the world where we live. Our health future depends on it.
Well, that's a lot of information to think about, and the data and the research is there to back it up. So we need to start talking about it and thinking about what we can do to protect ourselves with our light, simple and easy way to be safe.
Yep. Yeah, our lives really are depending on it, and we cannot separate ourselves from the rest of our environmental world.
Well, that's the takeaway. We're part of the bigger world. And that's our program for today, folks. A lot to think about. I'm Susan.
And I'm Carol. We'll be back next month. Remember, turn out your lights at night and go to sleep.
Yeah.